You know, part of Bob's allure was his soft and measured voice, which belies right. the fact that he was an Air Force master sergeant and had to shout at soldiers in a really loud voice. The question is, Joan, did you ever hear that military voice if Bob was having a bad day?
I did not ever hear that military voice. He was very particular and very firm about how he wanted things to be, but he conveyed that to all of us in a way that was still sort of just like you see him on television. You know, he wanted things done his way, but he had a very nice way of having us sort of fall in line to do that. So, no, there was never any sort of military Bob popping out of nowhere.
A really interesting story on how Bob Ross was discovered, which, of course, eventually brings you into the picture, too.
That's exactly right. My mother took a painting class with a virtual unknown back in the early 80s. She and my father rode down to Florida to take a week-long class. And before the week was over, my mother would tell my father every night in the hotel room, "This guy is amazing. We need to do something with him." And that's how the whole thing sort of started.
Well, was she connected with PBS, or how did he get on TV by way of your mom?
The first thing that my parents started doing was getting Bob teaching more classes than just in Florida. And one of the ways to promote his classes was by putting a little 30-second commercial together that would show, you know, on low, maybe access channels or public television, not anything very fancy. But when Bob and my father went to the local public television station here in Virginia to have a little promo taped, it was the station manager there that said, "You know what, he was just happening by while Bob was painting, and he said, this guy should probably be on television."
Wow.
And that's how that, yes.
All
it's
right.
That humble. Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, there's a lot to talk about, Joan, and we can't ignore the obvious, and that is Bob's iconic hair, his fro. I used to have one like that when I was pretty young. But explain why he had that, because that's not his regular hair, was it?
That's not his real hair. He had flat hair parted in the side, and there are some pictures of him on the internet. You've got to find them because you won't even believe it's the same guy. He decided that he wanted to get his hair permed. It would save time working on it and getting haircuts. So he went and got a perm, and then the logo was developed around that and so forth. And before you knew it, he couldn't possibly change it back. So that's not his real hair, but he had to learn to love it.
He had to learn to love it, but everything I've seen and read is that he didn't love it.
He didn't love it. I think, it probably ended up being more work than he had thought, because it had to be nice and coiffed and round for television, and so probably the whole thing backfired on him, I'm guessing.
Sure. I want to talk a little bit about his painting. There's only one TV painting that included a human, but he was an animal lover, and he rescued a lot of them, which included, he'd bring them on the joy of painting. Didn't he have a little squirrel that he kept in his shirt pocket?
He did, that little squirrel, and he had a lot of little animals, like you said, but one of his favorites was little Peapod, who he kept in his shirt pocket when he would go filming. The folks at the TV station weren't thrilled about him bringing little friends with him, but they sort of knew that this was Bob's thing and Bob would take care of them. But, you know, he would show up with owls and little birds and just any little creatures that he would have happened along the way, he would bring them with. So, yes.
Even though he was a star during his days of the joy of painting, I'm thinking that he's become a bona fide rock star thanks to the internet after passing away at a pretty young age in 1995.
He definitely has become a rock star since his passing away. And I'm certain that this, what's going on today, is exactly what he would have hoped. He did have a sort of desire to be a household name, to be a sort of caricature of kindness. I just made that up. Did you like
it? I like that, yes.
Yes. And I think what's happening today, where he's just become so popular, is right up his alley. He would have been so pleased.
Joan, he has a big following, I know, in Japan with a Japanese translation voiced over Bob's English. How can fans find his shows online today? Because I think they all are still in existence, right?
Oh, yes. We still are. We are coddling and caring for those episodes. They are, you know, his legacy. And we've been able to secure a spot on Tubi TV, which is free. It's a platform that you can download on any device, whether it's your phone or your laptop, any of your iPads or anything like that, and it's free. And eventually all of the episodes are going to be on Tubi TV. They've got about a third of them up there already, and you'll be able to see them all very quickly, and they're ready now, so go for it.
If Bob were still alive today, would he be getting a kick out of all the takeoffs that have been on over the years, including that irreverent show Family Guy?
Oh my gosh, yes. He would have just loved it. He would have loved it. He had a little wink and a nod for his fans that, you know, sort of laughing along with him at some of the different things that he's become known for, the phraseology and that sort of thing. He would have just absolutely loved what's going on.
So they told me that I'd get a free Bob Ross painting for doing this interview. When should I expect that?
As soon as you paint it, we're going to send you all the brushes and canvas. And you're going to have one in 30 minutes, mister.
There's a few hanging in the Smithsonian, though, right, Joan?
That's right. The Smithsonian has procured about a half a dozen. They're working on a little show, and it should be announced soon. And then they'll next work on a permanent showing as well. This is a very exciting thing for us to be in the Smithsonian.
It's the Joy of Painting, the former show of PBS, now on Tubi TV. You can watch it, stream it for free. Joan Kowalski is the president of Bob Ross, Inc. I could talk with you all day, but...
But you know what? We're going to talk again. I can feel it.
I hope so.
Okay, right. Good.
Joan, you have a great day. It was really nice talking with you. Thanks.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye-bye.